rarely we've had anybody come talk about it. And so you guys are here to educate the viewers on what are the benefits that the Air National Guard gives when it comes to education. I'm Joe C. Mandel, and welcome to Raven Conversations. And today I'm joined by Master Sergeant Kaylee Davis and Master Sergeant Jonathan Rivera. They are both recruiters for the Washington Air National Guard. Here on camera, you're actually over on Fairchild, over yes. in Spokane area. But they're going to talk about the education benefits of the Air National Guard. So this was actually a question that was asked to us from a viewer. They wanted to know more about the Air National Guard and the benefits, and so they're here to help educate us. So thanks for coming on, guys. So we'll start at intro and background. Master and Davis, how about yourself first?
Well, I've been in for 17 years service. I'm both active duty and guard. And let me tell you, guard has been the saving grace of my career. I love it in the Air National Guard. I think there's a way more opportunities in the Air National Guard. I've been in the recruiting and retention field for over 10 years now, and I'm still trucking along. Still love it.
Nice. Jonathan, what about you?
Yes, I am the retention office manager for the 194th Wing, also servicing the WADs over Elm Accord. Been in the Air National Guard since 2010, recruiting a little over 10 years now. 5 as a recruiter, out at the Tacoma office by the mall, and here on Camp Murray, about yeah. 5 years
so,
as a recruiter.
So both
manager.
Being recruiters, and I always ask this question, what are some of the things you like about recruiting?
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot. Just the opportunity. I mean, I still remember vividly meeting with a ton of recruiters, just trying to figure out what branch I want to be a part of. The opportunities that I can give to individuals that come in office and that we have the ability to talk to changes lives. And being an Air Guard recruiter, it's not like being active duty at all. I mean, you get to see these members grow throughout their career. In the military, if they stay and serve in the wing that they're in, so it's really cool.
Yes, life changing for members. I mean, I've had homeless members. I've had members who this was like the thing they wanted to do their whole lives, and just being able to see them grow and see them utilize those benefits that you talked about. It's a very humbling feeling.
Yeah.
Sure.
So I think we all have a unique guard story. You guys get to share in those stories. So what are your guard stories? How did you learn about the guard?
Well, I was actually an active duty recruiter at one point, and I was serving in the active duty, and I was pregnant with my second child, and I had the opportunity to either get out completely or transfer over to the Air National Guard, and I wasn't ready to end my career. So in 2016, I transferred over to the Air National Guard. I knew the recruiters because I actually passed a few of them some leads here and there that wanted to go to college and things like that. So,
nice.
And I've ever since I've loved it.
So you've been recruiting for the Air National Guard well before you joined the Air National Guard, is what I hear.
Yes. I did a lot of recruiting for active duty too, but just for those college students, the ones that wanted to stay in town and go to college, and they had a plan, it worked better for the Air National Guard, and I didn't want to talk them into, hey, how about you move across the world and yeah. try and do college instead of, hey, why don't you try the Air National Guard and stay at home?
Yeah. How about you?
Well, come from a long background of military. My uncles, my father, cousins, they've served in the military, but on the Army side. So I'm one of the first Air. I'm really proud of that. In fact, when I was looking at serving, my dad specifically was like, hey, you want to look at the Air Force, served in the Army, but I think the Air Force is the way to do it.
As many fathers tell their sons, like,
I guess
hey,
so.
You're in the military, you're going to be the Air Force.
I did meet with an active duty Army recruiter, wanted to do radiology tech and trying to get into that field at that time, but I'm really happy that I learned a little bit more about the Air National Guard from a friend that was actually processing and talking to recruiters at the same time. Shout out to Junior Razon. He's actually serves at the 194th Med Group. He told me all about the Guard, met with a recruiter, and the rest is history. I love it ever since. I'm a Guard baby, And coming into recruiting, didn't even didn't even know that was a thing that I would get into because I joined part-time.
Yeah.
I went to school, worked in pharmacy for MultiCare, and I thought that was it, you know, just having the best of both worlds. But serving in the capacity as an active Guard reservist has just been tremendous. It's a way different type of service because I was used to PCSing with my family every 3-4 years or whatnot when my dad was in the Army. And he's asked, like, I didn't even know that was a thing, you know? Like, you're active in the Guard, so
yeah.
Those questions are, like, have been kind of going around within our family, within our friends, like, hey, yeah, you could be active or part-time or even just serve locally in this capacity. So it's kind of cool where I get to help educate not only our community but our family as well. So still working on getting a few more family members in the Guard, so that way we have a good way to continue a legacy, I guess you say, with the military. And one day, I'm hoping that my kids will probably follow in the same footsteps if that's something that they want to do.
Nice. Yeah. So both recruiters and you guys can kind of speak on this, obviously, and this isn't the majority of the podcast, but I want to throw it out there. What are those opportunities right now across the Air National Guard that you guys are seeing that are like, hey, here's some really fun opportunities that somebody might be interested in pursuing?
Well, there is a lot of opportunities. I'm more of an education benefit guru,
okay.
So I talk about a lot of the education benefits. But when I came in the Guard, I was under the assumption it's going to be 1 week in a month, 2 weeks out of the year, and then nobody's going to talk to me kind of thing. It's completely different. I actually was a struggling student on food stamps for the first 2 years of my career, trying to make ends meet, got out of active duty, didn't have a job. And I went to my supervisor and I was like, hey, if there's any kind of orders, anything that you can put me on. And they found me something. Like, it wasn't a big amount, but they were like, hey, we got some orders here. Let's put you on this. Let's get you through this year. And then I was able to continue taking care of my family, going to college full time, and continuing my career. So that was another humbling moment for me.
Yeah.
And I didn't know there was opportunities like that when things happen.
Yeah.
Well, the Washington Air National Guard is predominantly going to give and provide individuals a way forward with, you know, a lot of different experiences. Our main mission out here is cyber intel, special warfare. We have air defense over at the WADS on McCord, Western Air Defense Sector. And then we have refueling at the 141st. So right across the whole state, we have a little bit of everything. Highly techie, right? Which kind of fits in the Pacific Northwest, right?
Yeah.
A lot of individuals that talk to us, they're like, hey, can I work on planes? Well, mainly on the Tacoma side, we're like, unfortunately, no, but we have the KC-135s over on the east side of the state. Mm-hmm. So have a little bit of both. I think it's really cool because it's, again, our wings not too far apart from each other.
Mm-hmm.
When people do either come over and transfer to us or want to, like, just be part of us, but want to do something on the weekend, not too close to home, just feel like they're somewhere else.
Yep.
That's just a really good spot because they primarily have a lot of the same things that we do over there. Just they have planes out there, right?
Yep.
But really cool benefits, really cool jobs that help propel people getting jobs on the outside, especially on the tech side from what I see.
Yeah.
Cyber, anything cyber. I mean, you get the experience through us. Same amount of certs, those type of things. I remember a 17-year-old kid that I recruited back in the day. Now, you know, he went through the commission route, but got a ton of his certs, all that good stuff, and works for Amazon, and he's up there right now. One day at drill, he came up in the Tesla, and I'm like, dude, what do you do? You know, got to catch up with him and all that good stuff. But it's really cool, and like she said, very humbling to see their kind of their beginnings from a high school kid to like where he is now. And he's definitely excelled, which is really, really cool. So.
Yeah. Yeah. My Army Guard recruiter actually still works here on Camp Murray. She's a civilian. And every time I run into her, it's always the same, like, oh my gosh, like you were a PV1. Now you're a Lieutenant Colonel. It's insane for her to see somebody she recruited and didn't really, you know, think ever, you know, you would run into these people kind of throughout your career.
Absolutely.
So, and 20 plus years later, here we are.
Where are networking opportunities?
Basically, yeah. Yeah. So let's really get into the meat and potatoes of what we want to talk about, education benefits. So we've had a ton of Army folks come on and talk about their education benefits and how they use them, but the Air Guard, rarely we've had anybody come talk about it. And so you guys are here to educate the viewers on what are the benefits that the Air National Guard gives when it comes to education. So, I mean, this is kind of your background.
Yeah,
so I'll hand it over to you guys.
It's a lot similar. It's quite similar to the Army, actually. Most of the benefits that they offer in the Army National Guard, they also offer in the Air National Guard. We offer the GI Bill. There's multiple GI Bills, so a lot of people think they're coming in with the post 9/11 GI Bill. It's not the case in the Guard. However, post 9/11 GI Bill later on in your career is totally doable. They come in with a Select Reserve GI Bill, and each GI Bill is a little different. The Select Reserve GI Bill will give you cash to your pocket, like around $467. To your pocket per month, and it gives you up to 36 months. That's not counting the summer breaks and things like that. So every month you're in is what they will give you, and it downsizes if for the days that you're not in that month and things like that. So that's one misconception that we have a lot. But we also have a post-secondary grant that they utilize along with FAFSA. And I know we have a lot of young people that come in and they're like, hey, like, I'm still off of my parents' income and I don't know what to do because I can't even get FAFSA. I'm not going to be able to get the grant. It's not in the financial criteria. What members don't understand when they come in and when they go through basic military training, when they get back, they get that DD-214, that golden ticket. That is saying that they are their own entity. So mm-hmm. regardless whether they're 18, 19 years old, once they get back, they are their own selves, and their parents are no longer financially responsible for their education.
Yeah.
It's now the United States government that's responsible for their education. So that's another misconception, but... we have, like I said, multiple GI bills. If a member later on in their career decides, if they go on orders like at least 90 consecutive days, at that point they can transfer that smaller GI bill that we offer into a post 9/11 GI
yeah.
bill, and they'll get 50% of those benefits at that point.
Nice.
Which is a lot more. It's 50% of tuition paid to the school and 50% of E5 with dependent BAH rate to their pocket. So I could go on and on.
Yeah, I was just going to add, you know, she mentioned the MGIB, SR, or Selective Reserve. It's also known as the Chapter 1606. Eligibility requirements is super easy. In the Air National Guard, you could either join a 4 or 6 year mm-hmm. enlistment. If you happen to take the 6 year enlistment, that's going to give you that benefit as long as you pass IEDT or mm-hmm. an active duty training, basic training, tech school. When you come back, you see our office, and then we'll get you all set up. Mm-hmm. And then basically application is super easy. You go on the VA.gov website, and it's step-by-step. So that way you could kind of enter all your information, and that way the school could verify it. And then you can start using those benefits.
Yeah. So I wrote down a couple notes because I'm just thinking about my own education benefits mm-hmm. that I had when I was in school and when I first was enlisted. I got what was called a GI Bill kicker, which was an extra pot of money, right, that went on top of my GI Bill. Yeah. Is that something that the Air Guard also gives?
Absolutely. A GI Bill kicker is offered to members who go into an incentivized AFSC, so members who have a cash incentive along with it. But the cool thing about the GI Bill kicker, if they're a traditional guardsman coming in as a traditional guard baby like yeah. Rivera did, they will hold that until later on when they could potentially transfer the post 9/11. That kicker follows them, and that's mm-hmm. the only time the kicker will ever follow to the post 9/11. So it's kind of the benefit of
yeah.
hey, putting your foot in the door with the Guard, we're going to give you that extra $350 per month to your pocket while you get a 50% post 9/11.
Yeah, and so I was a 1606 originally deployed. And then I transferred to what was 1607 at the time, which I think now is post 9/11, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that kicker continued on from my 1606 to 1607, which was really nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the Chapter 33 now. But yeah, they it's really awesome to have. It's kind of the benefit of when people deploy too. It's like, hey, we need you to deploy. We need you to be ready. We need you to go. If you go, we're going to pay you back. And this is how we're going to pay you back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Aside from that, the post 9/11 is something that is transferable as well, right? To dependents. And a lot of people like to save it. So that way their dependents could go to school. And I know it costs a lot of money to go to school, and it's a big, huge benefit. That's what people are banking on. So when individuals come over, kind of like myself, a guard baby, they wait and get on orders and that type of stuff, build up their post 9/11 benefits, and then seamlessly transfer that over, not using it. A lot of our individuals in the Guard or the Air National Guard have degrees, so little none, they're probably not even using it. They are actually starting to use the post-secondary grant a lot more and taking a look at other opportunities, so that way they're not really touching it. They can definitely use it, but, you know, we definitely have an array of different options, so that way they could kind of maneuver through education benefits for their dependents as well.
Yeah. So you kind of already said people already have a degree when they come in a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. Do you guys offer, so the Army offers it, does the Air offer a student loan repayment program if that individual has student loans?
Not at this time. Okay. We have in the past, but not at this time. And the reason is behind that is a post 9/11 is going to be way more beneficial for a member. The student loan repayment program is, it's either you take the student loan repayment or you can have the GI Bill.
Yeah, but you don't get both.
You don't get both. And, I mean, a 100% post 9/11 could well go over $1 million if they utilize it right. You can use up to 48 months of any GI Bill. That's the max capacity you can use. So there's a lot of great benefits with that post 9/11. So if they could hunker down and get that paid off, then they're going to be able to pay for college for their kids.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I mean, although we don't have the student repayment program, we are a second job for individuals, right? So that part-time paycheck could go towards additional bills.
Yeah.
And then our incentives right now go up to 90K, right?
Yeah.
That's if you're currently in, and then it's on the list and so on and so on. But that's volumes, right? That speaks volumes to what you could put that money towards. A lot of individuals are, like I spoke to a member, they want to be debt-free, want to travel more. So, I mean, they could utilize that for pretty much everything. So, although, we don't have the student loan repayment program, we do have, you know, a part-time paycheck for the member. We do have incentives and different things that they could save money on. So that way they could kind of pay down their debt a little bit easier and faster.
And you mentioned the bonuses, and I was in shock, right? When I think, was it last year those bonuses were announced? And some jobs it was up to $80,000, $90,000 for a bonus. And that's, I never would have dreamed of those kind of bonuses happening.
Same.
But you're absolutely correct, right? Yeah. If you have $100,000 in student loan debt, but you qualify for a bonus, that's $50,000, $60,000. Now, half of that student loan debt is gone. Right. So half that is gone right off the bat.
Yeah.
So that's an impressive way to do it. And then to the point you made, right, it's a part-time job, so you're not even taking it as your full-time paycheck.
Sure.
It's helping pay that off. So
yeah.
Another thing I wrote down, so in the Army ROTC scholarships, we have what's called a simultaneous membership program with, you know, if you're in the Guard and you're in ROTC, but then you also can get what's called a Guaranteed Reserve Forces scholarship. That's I got that when I was at Central. I got a 3-year scholarship to help pay for school. Is that something the Air Guard does if you're a drill status member who then decides to go do ROTC at a college? Do you guys have ROTC scholarships they could get?
So how ROTC works for us is It's its own entity. It's its own component. There's the Air National Guard, and then there's the Air ROTC or Army ROTC. So they literally will have to do a 368 transfer over to that ROTC, and then they get those benefits over there. So we don't have really anything to do with those.
So there's really ROTC. No simultaneous membership program.
It's more of they get over there, and then the ROTC will offer the benefits there.
Yeah, a lot of the times when members are in ROTC for the Air Force, there's a point in their time that they're in where they have to decide one way or the other where they want to go to, because now commitments are going to be involved in that type of stuff. So Although you could serve concurrently, right? But once it comes to that point, they have to either go active duty or, you know, stay with the Air National Guard. But there's certain benefits, obviously, if you they decide to go active duty.
Yeah, and then obviously you mentioned the state grant. Amazing program. It pays up to, I think, what, the highest public school,
it's
which
like
is 11K. UW. It's like 11K a year that the state will pay to basically top off to make sure your tuition and fees are covered. So, and any guardsman, any Air Guardsman, Army Guardsman is eligible for that as long as they meet the criteria, correct?
Yes, and their family members now.
Okay.
So family members are eligible too.
You're right.
Yeah, so I don't think we've ever talked about that. So yeah, family members can now, kids, you know, spouses can actually apply for it and receive those same education benefits. But that's all kind of a concurrency, right? That's not just its own thing that you get like all these additional things. It's what's not covered by like the GI Bill or tuition assistance or something like that. So
about that, so there's the GI Bill that comes in and pays for what it needs to pay for. And then they have to apply for FAFSA. So they have to apply for the Pell Grant. And then they turn around and they apply for the post-secondary grant. And then the college will keep it, of course, in a little fund until everything's paid off and they've acquired everything. And then that little portion of money, sometimes it's a bigger portion of money, will get sent back to the extra, will get sent back to the member at the beginning of the quarter of the semester that they go to. So along with whatever cash is to their pocket and that grant money, that's what they can utilize for living. So when you're talking about the Select Reserve Chapter 1606, that all goes to their pocket.
Yeah.
So Pell Grant and the post-secondary grant is going to be 100% of what is paid to the school. So that goes to your pocket. However, when you're talking about the post-9/11 GI Bill, some of it gets paid to the school. So yeah, the post-9/11 will pay first, then the grant will come in, and then they'll get whatever is left over at the end.
So they'll get like a balance back from the school. So, so anything else we're kind of missing in there? And we kind of talked about a lot of stuff when it comes to education benefits. So,
so this is what I tell everybody when they're thinking about going to college and they can't make a decision. If you have a goal and you have a means to complete that goal, do it now. Don't wait. There's a lot of people that will get caught up in the moment of, well, I don't have a family and kids, but if I get that post-9/11, I want to make sure that my family in the future gets opportunities, utilize it. If you have a goal and you have ways to pay for it, do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You won't regret it.
A lot of our jobs in the Air Force, they are accredited, or all of our jobs are accredited. They go through the Community College of the Air Force. So you could attain a 2-year degree, an associate's degree in that field. So let's say personnelist, human resources degree, right? That could be something that could continue on with a bachelor's degree. So it's really cool. We also have things like CLEP testing that could be done to make sure that you don't have to spend money on a class. You could just test out of that. So a lot of different benefits for education, for a member, different options. I think it's, if you're kind of looking for them, I mean, then you'll find it, right? It just all depends. It's kind of like being a high school student. You don't really know, but if you're really looking for these different scholarships or different ways of funding your education, there's got to be something out there.
Yeah, and I think there was one thing I didn't bring up that you kind of touched on is you go to your tech school, right? After you've joined the Air National Guard, you can go to your tech school. Do those credits count to go into some kind of career field? On the Army side, I know you can transfer some, not all end up transferring. Is it the same on the Air side where a lot of those will get transferred as well?
Yeah, and potentially more because they're regionally accredited through the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools. So basic training is always going to be covered for your physical fitness.
Yeah.
Army, Marines, doesn't matter. But when you get into those technical schools, those credits, those leadership schools that we go to, those credits, they're going to account for accreditation towards an associate's degree. I have a human resources associate's degree right now. So.
And that's why I brought that up, because recruiting is part of that human resources associate's degree.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will say, you know, to your point, and you made it exactly, if you got the means to do it now. Mm-hmm. I took full advantage. I got a bachelor's degree. Mm-hmm. I got a master's degree. I almost had a second master's degree. I was like two classes away from finishing that one. And then I decided to take a 10-year break and then pursue my actual master's degree I wanted to get. But I did all that with tuition assistance, the GI Bill, and the scholarships I got from joining the Guard. So. To your point, yeah, if you've got the means, do it. So anything else we want to touch on as we're kind of closing out? Or
if they have any questions, I'm sure we haven't touched on everything, but if they have any questions, contact your retention manager, either Army or Air Force. Contact your retention manager. They are the office to explain your benefits on education and all that kind of stuff. And I show people the sites every day. I'll be like, here's VA.gov, here's the WASAC site to where you get the grant. And it's really easy.
Absolutely. Again, I'm Master Sergeant Rivera. I'm located Building 54. My phone number is 253-448-1663. I'm here Monday to Friday.
Yeah. So and we can put all that in the notes. We'll put all the sites in the notes, too. So I appreciate you coming on and sharing that, right? I think there's a lot of questions about education benefits. You know, college is obviously very expensive, and you guys kind of, I think, laid out really nicely. It's the same thing the Army folks do as well, is kind of, here's all the benefits that you can earn by being in the military. So appreciate you coming on. If you like the video, give it a like. If you want to know more, we'll definitely put all the information in the notes below. Subscribe for future videos, and I appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, sir.